But I want to say something now about the view aspect. So Sadanandi was talking about delusion and non-delusion. Delusion as ignoring, ignorance, delusion, ignoring. Non-delusion as panoramic. So of course this relates to sky-like. And there's some lovely stuff from Bhante about this. In Guide to the Buddhist Path, I think, he's talking about right view and its qualities and how it's a kind of seeing that's broad and flexible. So delusion, deluded views on whatever level, they have a, well, they're painful and they have a tightness, a narrowness, a constrictedness, a fixity. It's like we've got blinkers on. So if we have a fixed, tight view of ourself or others, it has this tendency to be self-reinforcing, doesn't it? So maybe there's somebody, difficult person, we bring them to mind and whoosh, our attention goes to what we think is the problem. Somebody, Vasantra pointed out to me, when we have a problem with someone, it's often it comes down to, why can't they be more like me? So this aspect that's really, really annoying about them, you know, our attention goes whoosh, and our mind space is the opposite of sky-like. It becomes small and contracted around this problem. And then it's like when we zoom in, you know, you zoom in, your mind space is filled by this thing. That's all that's there, or not very much else there. So it's looming large in relation to everything else. Yeah, we don't see the breadth. So, of course, a lot of what we're trying to do in the metta practice is to see people with a bigger view, isn't it? Open out the awareness. See them with a bigger view of them. So when we have a fixed view, yeah, it has that effect. It makes us look in a particular place. It limits what we see. What we expect to see then looms large, doesn't it? If you're looking out for, you know, if I say red now, red comes to the fore, doesn't it? And we have this amazing capacity to just see what we expect, to experience what we expect to experience. There's some incredible videos on YouTube which show these psychological experiments which demonstrate this really well. So if you put in change blindness into YouTube, you will find these videos. So there's one of them, I won't tell you how it goes because it's good fun to just look at it. But one of them, so the experiment is set up. You have to go to a desk and, you know, sign a disclaimer to do the experiment. But what you don't realize is that the signing of the disclaimer, that process at the desk, is the experiment. Because what happens, you go to the desk and someone gives you the disclaimer form, and then at some point they duck down behind the desk and an entirely different being pops up. So both beings, they were white men, but they look really different. Dress differently, look differently. And 75% of people don't notice that it's a different person that has popped up. So we are not expecting a different person to pop up, so we do not notice that it is a different person. Yes, that's the one that I thought people, there's a basketball game. Yes, you could put in basketball game, so I won't give away the secret of it. You can just, they're actually little, that is one that you can actually do as a little experiment yourself if you go to YouTube, have a look. Change blindness, yeah. So I wanted to say a bit more now about conditionality generally and emptiness. So conditionality and emptiness, they're like the flip sides of each other. Things lack inherent existence. They lack essence because they're arising out of conditions. And there's a particular aspect of conditionality which I think helps to make this really apparent. And that's the mutuality that we've been looking at. The fact that these arrows go in both directions. I was looking in the survey where Bhante is talking about conditionality, and he favours, there's so many translations of Pratichasamuppada. You get mutual conditionality, mutual causality sometimes, dependent arising, conditioned co-production, conditioned arising, lots of different versions. Bhante favours conditioned co-production. And the co bit is really important. Co-production, things co-arise. And it's there in the word samutpada, pratichit samutpada. That bit, sam, means something like with or together. Things arise with each other. It's not even really causality as we think of it. This A leads to B. It's that things arise with each other. So when you really think about that, it's pretty amazing. So if you think about, you know, A leads to B, but B leads to A. So relaxation in skylight mind, a good example. And we were doing that a bit before, the body, mind, relaxing. So we relax in the body and the mind relaxes. The one arises with, they arise together. The one arises, the other one's present. So if one thing's causing the other thing and the other thing's causing that thing, there's no original cause, is there? There's not actually anything essential, solid there. This might need a bit of reflecting on. Or maybe actually looking at some specific examples, and we've got lots of them here. But it really shows what's meant by emptiness, I think, very clearly. And in the Mahayana, you get teachers kind of exclaiming about the wondrousness, the amazingness of emptiness, the extraordinariness. And of course, the Buddha himself said of conditioned co-production, it's extraordinary. Don't think that you understand it. It's actually mind-blowing. Or didn't use those words, but you know. When he said to Ananda, maybe I'll find it in here. So the Buddha to Ananda. Deep indeed is this causal law, and deep it appears to be. It is by not knowing, by not understanding, by not penetrating this doctrine, that this world of men has become entangled like a ball of twine, become covered with mildew, become like manja grass and rushes, and unable to pass beyond the doom of the waste, the way of woe, the fall, and the ceaseless round. So you often find, you find in the Tibetan tradition especially, people, teachers, exclaiming about emptiness and dependent arising, and often they use an image of a mirage or a magic show. It's like there's this play of appearances, and it seems so incredibly solid, and it causes so much suffering, and yet it's just this play of appearances. And you often find teachers like Shabka say things like, completely gone beyond seeing things as real. And that's very mysterious. And these images arise quite often, the same images, you know, mirage, a magic show, a bubble. And so I thought we could have some readings along those lines. very beautiful. Okay. So just let me recap, otherwise it'll be too much for me to. So we've got, Sarah's saying, so we've got this web of gems, potentially all are able to arise together. So thinking about that in terms of tipping points for a planet, yeah, and also maybe that applies to stream entry or other stages of, yeah, so maybe there's a parallel there. Sadnandi? So Sadnandi's saying that's why a number of different teachers, Bhante, Jhanamesi, Thich Nhat Hanh, emphasize that stream entry arises out of a sangha. Yeah. We have this tendency to think in terms of our practice. Of course we do, because we think in terms of I continually, this exhausting story of I. Really like that phrase, but actually, we talk about collective practices like puja. That's a collective practice, but there are no personal practices really, because we're all the time. And a retreat is an obvious example, isn't it? There's a co-arising going on that we are part of, as it were. Yeah, it's really hard to find the language, isn't it? Because, so it's sometimes pointed out that interconnectedness is not really, doesn't really cut it in terms of talking about conditionality and emptiness, because it implies these separate things which are then connected up, whereas actually it goes deeper, it's like things interpenetrating. So that's why Thich Nhat Hanh, Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh, he invented a new word to try and convey it, interbeing. I mean, it's a slightly clunky because you have to say things into are, but it can be good to use different words, I think, to help. So weigh in. Okay, we are going to have question and answer sessions. So if there's anything else burning, then there will be opportunities. Yeah.